After the legislature stayed in session all night, Governor Doug Ducey signed a bill early this morning granting teachers an average 19% pay increase within the next 3 years. The move came even as the House was still approving other pieces of the $10.4 billion spending plan. Hundreds of red-clad educators swarmed the Capitol Wednesday night and stayed into the early hours of Thursday. At around midnight, some teachers began unrolling sleeping bags in the Capitol courtyard. Many say they felt frustrated watching the budget hearings drag on into the early hours of the morning. Casey Kerber has been teaching in Mesa for 16 years. 4 a.m. marked his 11th hour waiting in the Senate lobby.
I had a seat right by the window, so I could look down on the courtyard, and the numbers kind of grew as the night went on. At one point, there was a candlelight vigil, so it was pretty incredible to see that more people were showing up as opposed to just, you know, kind of leaving the scene.
Kerber said many educators seemed energized, cheering and jeering while watching the live stream of legislatures during the school funding bill. As part of that House debate, Republican Representative Anthony Kern pointed out to teachers in the gallery that only Republicans were voting on the package to provide an average 19% raise to teachers by 2020.
So I want the Arizona voters to know and to remember who defended the teacher in November. Who voted for the 20? You can laugh all you want, but the bottom line is that board tells the truth.
However, Representative Reginald Boulding, a Democrat, said the legislature should be restoring $1 billion to public education that was cut in the past decade.
You can't set a house on fire, call 911, and claim to be a hero. That does not work.
Other demands of the Red for Ed movement, like giving raises to support staff, shrinking class size, and adding money for school counselors, were struck down. As were proposals by Republican Representative Kelly Townsend to fine closed districts $5,000 and limit political speech and clothing in the classrooms.
You should not be able to do that to the people of this state. Because you want funding, I get it, but you don't get to hurt the people of this state because I represent them as well, and I will do everything I can to make sure that their losses are recouped.
In response, Red for Ed supporters made promises of their own. Noah Carvelis, one of the organizers of the Arizona Educators United, addressed the crowd.
They're able to go further, but they're only willing to go so far. So the power is really going to be in the educators' hands now. We have an incredible infrastructure and movement built. Now we got to sustain it and bring answers. And I think one of the ways that we do that is through the ballot now.
With the budget passed, teachers are expected to start returning to the classroom Friday, ending the state's first ever teacher walkout. Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, Phoenix.